danço samba, só danço samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba.
Was Sodanko from Mafalda Minozzi's Reophonic. Just making a tweet update here, which will be my next segment. Now I'd like to feature DSFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. The Independent Red Leaves resumed their training camp on September 8th at Bill Copeland Sports Center in Burnaby. On September 10th, alumni Caleb Hoffman, who finished his career with the Independent Red Leafs last season and signed with the Wichita Thunder of the East Coast Hockey League, which is two levels below the NHL, signed an extension with the Thunder for the 2025-26 season. Both Red Leafs teams were in action on September 12th. The Independent Red Leafs had their season opener against their crosstown rivals, the UBC Thunderbirds, in Fodderbauer Arena at Doug Mitchell Sports Center, which started at 7:30. Later on, the BCIHL Red Leafs hosted the Trinity Western Spartans in Coquitlam's Planet Ice at 8 p.m. As for the results, the Independent Red Leafs went up 1-0 at the 16-minute mark as the starter Jesse McKay stopped all 10 Thunderbird shots in the first, but SFU went down 2 men 51 seconds into the second per Tyler Chan and Carter Schmidt, and UBC scored on both power play opportunities to go up 2-1. However, Walker Erickson tied a game for the Red Leafs late in the second at 2. Steve Bukowski replaced Jesse McKay in the SFU net for third against UBC, which saw 55 penalty minutes between both clubs, who traded goals to send the game into overtime, which saw no goals and forced a shootout. In round one, Bukowski stopped Liam McKendry when Greer Rampton gave the Red Leafs a 1-0 lead by scoring on Cole Schriebus. In round two, Bukowski stopped Ty Thorpe, and Max Poppen eluded Schriebus to end the game as the SFU Independent Red Leafs shaded the UBC Thunderbirds 4-3 in the shootout. At Fodderbauer Arena in Doug Mitchell Sports Center. Meanwhile, the Trinity Western Spartans destroyed this SFU BCIHL Red Leafs 8-0 at Planet Ice, Coquitlam. Apologies for the recap for the Independent Red Leafs game, as the box score wasn't available, much like the Trinity Western SFU Red Leafs game. Just a minute, please. I'm just going to take a look on the BCIHL website, because from what I understand, they did not have the scores available. Well, they did not have the box score available. Let me look. No. Neither the BCIHL website. A lot of these scores are not. A lot of the box scores are not available. I'm just going to look at the Trinity Western website for now. Just hang on with me. Sorry about this. Just a second. Just trying to look at if there is a box score. The UBC Thunderbirds did not provide a box score for their game against the SFU Independent Red Leafs. Just a minute, please. No. Trinity Western did not show their game. Did not show their box score against the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs, and neither did UBC against the SFU Independent Red Leafs. The BCIHL Red Leafs continued their exhibition schedule on September 13th as they visited the UVic Vikes starting at 1 p.m. where there is a box score. as if you got on board just 8 seconds into the game on Gavin Bay's first tally. But Booker Daniel tied a game for Uvic just 26 seconds later. Near the middle of period one, the Red Leafs got penalized twice in a row as Jaden Falchuk was penalized for interference at 6:01, followed by Alec Pettingale's slashing 71 seconds later, giving the Vikes a two-man advantage, where Lucas Barn cashed in at 8:29. But SFU came right back 13 seconds later on Nathan Brand's tally, which gave the Red Leafs a spark as they also scored the next two goals. Tanner Turnus with 5:16 left and Gavin Bain's second with 2:09 left for a 4-2 lead, which the Vikes cut to 1 on Jack Lazor's tally with 1:33 left in the first. At the midway mark of second, 10 minutes, the Ubik starter Hunter Tarbes, who surrendered 4 goals on 14 SFU shots, gave way to Eric Clark. The Vikes tied the game 6:41 later as Owen Evers eluded Red Leafs Max Fall with 3:19 left. As both sides went into the second intermission tied at 4, with Uvic outshooting SFU 42-21, the Vikes pelted the Red Leafs in the third as Booker Daniel scored his second just 28 seconds in, followed by Andrew Casalato just 2:09 later, and Mason Hartley's first with 6:14 left in regulation. SFU cut the deficit. Just a minute, please. Sorry, I'm just trying to find out where I left off. SFU cut the deficit to 2 on Luke Bradley's first with 2:14 left. The first goal on Uvic's reliever, Eric Clark, but it was too little too late as the BCIHL Red Leafs fell to the Vikes 7-5 at Ian Stewart Complex. SFU was led by Gavin Baines with 2 goals, an assist, Luke Bradley with a goal, 2 assists, and Nathan Braun with a goal, an assist, while Max Fowl yielded 7 goals on a whopping 60 shots. On the other hand, Uvic was led by Lucas Barn with a goal, 2 assists, JJ Pickle, Eris Stinson with 3 assists each, Booker Daniel with 2 goals, and Zion Lavoie with 2 assists, while Hunter Tarbes gave up 4 goals on 14 shots, followed by Eric Clark, who saved 15 of 16 shots in relief.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go? The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Man Cup 2025, which pits the BC's Western Lacrosse Association and Ontario Major League Lacrosse League's champions. Game 3 took place on September 8th between the BC champs New Asylum Bellies and Ontario champions Oswiecan Six Nations Chiefs at New West Queen's Park Arena, the sole venue for the Man Cup 2025, where the Chiefs got back in the series with a 19-9 thrashing of the Salmon Bellies. Six Nations were led by Dane Smith with 4 goals, 6 assists. Lyle Thompson with 3 goals, 6 assists as the second star. Randy Stotts with 4 goals, 3 assists. And Ryan Smith with 3 goals, 4 assists. While Doug Jamieson made 29 saves on 38 shots. On the other hand, New West was led by Mitch Jones with a goal, 5 assists, and Will Malcolm with 3 assists as the first star, while Justin Giddey surrendered 11 goals on 40 shots, followed by Frank Sigliano, who yielded 8 goals on 28 shots. On September 9th, the WLA released a statement regarding Game 3, where there was a fight in the stands, which resulted in more presence by the New West police, mandatory bag checks prior to entry, noisemakers except tradition drums being banned, alcohol service will end after the second intermission, and people identified in the fight will be banned for all remaining games. Game 4 took place later on September 9th, where the Oswego Six Nations Chiefs slaughtered the New West Salmon Bellies 10-3, as the Chiefs were led by Ryan Smith with 4 goals, an assist, Ian McKay with 2 goals, 3 assists, Dane Smith with 5 assists, while Doug Jamieson made a whopping 47 saves on 50 shots as a second star. Meanwhile, the Salmon Bellies were led by Marcus Klarich, who played for the Maple Ridge Barrage this season. Mitch Jones with a goal, an assist each, Ty Kurtz with 2 assists, while Frank Sigliano surrendered 9 goals on 49 shots as Six Nations tied the best of 7 series at 2 games with New West. Game 5 of the Man Cup 2025 took place 1 day later on, just a minute, please. Sorry, I just find, okay, now I find it. Game 5 of the Man Cup 2025 took place 1 day later on September 10th, where the Salmon Bellies bested the Chiefs 15-11 as New West were led by Will Malcolm with 2 goals, 5 assists, Ty Kurtz with 3 goals, 3 assists for the first star, Ryan Martell, Ryan Pace with 2 goals, 2 assists each, and Mitch Jones with a goal, 3 assists, while Frank Sigliano made 43 saves on... just a minute, please. Oh, let me take a look. No, I think this was Game 4. Yeah, this was Game 4. Sorry about that. No. Sorry. It was Game 5. Okay. On the other hand, Six Nations were led by... Sorry about that. So it was Game 5 on September 10th. My apologies. Where Frank Sigliano made 43 saves on 54 shots. On the other hand, Six Nations were led by Randy Stotts with a goal, 4 assists, Ian McKay with 3 goals for the second star, Shane Jackson with 2 goals, an assist, and Cody Jamieson with 3 assists, while Doug Jamieson surrendered 9 goals on 41 shots, followed by Warren Hill, who yielded 5 goals on 12 shots as the New West Salmon Bellies grabbed a 3-2 lead and had a chance to win it all in Game 6 on September 12th. But the Oswego Six Nations Chiefs won 10-6 to force Game 7 as they were led by Ian McKay with 2 goals, 2 assists, Dane Smith with 4 assists, Shane Jackson with 2 goals, an assist for the second star, Ryan Smith with 2 goals, an assist, and Lyle Thompson with a goal and 2 assists, while Doug Jamieson made 30 saves on 34 shots for the Chiefs, who allowed 2 empty netters. Meanwhile, New West were led by Ty Kurtz with 3 goals, an assist, Hayden Dixon with 3 goals for the first star, and Mitch Jones with 3 assists, while Frank Sigliano surrendered 8 goals on 45 shots for the Salmon Bellies, who allowed 2 empty netters, setting up Game 7 for the Man Cup 2025 last night on September 13th, which became a slugfest as the Six Nations led 5-1 after 1, but New West stormed back in the second with 4 goals and tied a game on Mitch Jones' tally 116 into the third. However, the Chiefs pumped in the next 5 goals and ultimately triumphed 12-7 over the Salmon Bellies to win the Man Cup 2025 at New West Queen's Park Arena. The Six Nations Chiefs were led by Dane Smith with 2 goals, 5 assists, Lyle Thompson with 3 goals, 3 assists for the second, Ian McKay with 2 goals, 2 assists, and Shane Jackson with 4 assists, while Doug Jamieson made 36 saves on 43 shots. Meanwhile, the New West Salmon Bellies were led by Noah Armitage with 2 goals, 2 assists, Mitch Jones, Ty Kurtz with a goal, 2 assists each, but Marcus Claridge was named the first star despite just 1 goal, while Frank Sigliano surrendered 11 goals on 48 shots.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years? SFPERG is student activism, by students, for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.
I would like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On September 8th, the SPS welcomed 23 additional experienced officers and 10 civilian employees. 3 days later, the Surrey Police Board had their latest meeting, where many topics were discussed, as 39 extortion attempts against South Asian businesses had been revealed in 2025, with 27 shots fired connected to the 39 attempts, according to Director Nerissa Allen. Deputy Chief Constable Michael Prosik commented the increase in extortion-related violence, which has been dramatic, may be part of increase in complaints per the SPS public campaign urging victims report to the police. Prosik also added that similar crimes are reported in other places, such as Richmond, Langley, Abbotsford, and bringing in extortion charges are very difficult in British Columbia, as BC is one of several provinces where police can't unilaterally charge on investigations. The SPS Chief Norm Lipinski repeated their message to community to report on extortion threats, all according to Tom Saterek of Surrey Now Leader. The latest Surrey Police meeting also looked at the SPS financials until July 31st, 2025, as just under $106.5 million was spent, with the SPS yearly budget of just over $241 million for 563 sworn officers, 327 full-time, and 104 part-time civilians. However, the 2025 budget also includes Lower Mainland Integrated Police Services, were slightly under $20.4 million were spent until July, with the 2025 budget of just over $30 million and Provincial Operations Support Unit, formerly the Surrey RCMP, where just under $11.9 million were spent, with the 2025 budget of slightly over $20 million. Meanwhile, the August numbers are also available on the SPS website, with 568 sworn officers, 107 women, 561 men, and 482 civilian employees. On September 12th, the SPS recognizes female officers as part of the National Police Women's Day. Let me look if there are some changes on the SPS numbers. Just bear with me here. There hasn't been updates for this month. Thank you for listening to episode 36 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11. It's McLean's Off the Deep End. Here is the clean version of the title track.
As I look over the edge of a leap I might be taking, feel my body shaking, my life it could be breaking if I take another step now. Oh, would it be so bad though if I fell apart? Oh, I shattered on the floor so loud. I'm getting pretty desperate now, desperate for change. Mama told me just to do it, free yourself, go off the deep end. You play pretend to keep your friends, you won't care to do that off the deep end. My alarm, it started blaring like it's time to panic. Mom is asking questions, my sleep's been feeling frantic. I've gotta make a move now. I'm so unprepared though, I guess I gotta wing it. Walking up on stage up now. Mama told me just to do it, free yourself, go off the deep end. Go write a message you've got to send, let him talk, you're off the deep end.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. There's an interruption to our regular programming, so please stand by.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio, Burnaby.